Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
I recently revisited Tyler Perry's speech at the Academy Awards, a speech calling for people to quit hating one another. It truly sounded like a voice in the wilderness. What touched me, though, was the story he told of a homeless person, that he had seen a homeless woman approach him as he left the studio one day. He started fishing in his pockets for some money, but all she wanted was shoes. So he took her back in the studio into the wardrobe area. There she found some shoes. When she put them on, she stared at her feet and said, "It's so good to have my feet off the ground." Perry said it took him back beyond his success, back beyond the riches and the fame, to a place of pain in his own life. When he and his mother had struggled, it just seems that struggling is the order of the day. But it's the shoes that give you a lift, that lift you from the roughness, that give you the distance, the thin but vital distance above the pain, the struggle. And I think that's what people need. A promise for the problem, a blessing for the difficult moments of life. God journeys in the high places, Micah said. He treads on the high places of this earth. Amos said it. For behold, he who forms the mountains and creates the winds and declares to man what are his thoughts, he who makes dawn into darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. High places. That's where we find the sites of alternative worship, false worship. But high places can also mean simply rough places, places of struggle. The psalmist said, "He makes my feet like hinds' feet. He sets me upon the high places." Habakkuk said, "The Lord God is my strength. He has made my feet like hinds' feet. He makes me walk on high places." The high places are the rough places. This is where ordinary footwear will not do. And we know there are some rough places in our lives. And for those, we are offered a supreme blessing that I want to settle on in daily devotion today. Deuteronomy 33, "And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, let him dip his foot in oil. His shoes are going to be iron and brass. And as his days are, so shall his strength be." I pray the blessings of Asher on each and every one of you. The shoes promised to Asher were not walking shoes. They were not running shoes. They were soldiers' shoes used for marching over rough terrain. Such shoes were for warriors, those who would triumph over the struggle, come through the rough places, walk over and atop the flinty rocks, climb over the rocky crags. The soles of those shoes were made of iron, steel shanked, if you would. They were lashed with brass, not plastic, not lycra, not polyester, not spandex. These were rough shoes for rough roads, much as a worker in a hazardous environment would wear a steel-toed boot today. So a warrior in harm's way needed shoes of iron and brass. Why is this a promise? Why is this a blessing? First, it's an admonition, I think. Sometimes the going is going to get rough. In a day when elevators help us avoid the stairs and when trolleys and lifts can help us avoid the climb, a flight can scale the highest mountains or a vehicle's engine can power us over the continental divide. In these modern days, we easily forget rough places are always with us. We should approach those rough places with confidence, with faith, hope, and love. The seemingly insurmountable can be overcome. The impossible just takes longer. We've been where David stood. We have shouted we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. We can triumph over adversity and difficulty. We've had faith. Faith like a mustard seed. We know how to speak to mountains and we see mountains move. We've been there and we thank God for those times, but sometimes the mountains don't fall easily. If they're cast into the depths of sea, it seems to only be a pebble at a time. Those mountains were put in our way to build us, to grow us, to remind us that life is a struggle. And the going is not going to be easy. And the trials come like boulders when we come up the rough side of the mountain. The mountain will call up everything within us. It will cause us to strain. It's a time we're going to cling to the face of a sheer cliff, looking for a handhold and foothold. When the rocks are sharp and we dash our feet against the stones, and we feel like, God, you better hurry up and show up because I feel like giving up. It's in the rough moments of our lives that our minds will begin to play tricks on us. But this is the moment, too, you're going to notice something. That God has stooped and changed our shoes. We've been given climbing shoes. Shoes that will lift our feet off the ground. That will give us the traction and the grip that we need. He will give you the power to triumph and be victorious. He will give you the strength necessary to endure to the end. Iron shoes for rough roads. Yes, the way can get rough. And blessed people are going to find themselves on rough roads. Notice carefully that this was the tribe of Asher being blessed, which in the Hebrew means the prosperous ones. They were the ones who were promised many blessings, children, social prominence, abundance, prosperity. One moment the Lord says to Asher, let him dip his foot in oil. Then the next moment, it's iron shoes. That tells me that even the blessed are going to experience struggle. You and I know that. Yet we really don't operate with that assumption. This is one of those thoughts that cruise the periphery of our minds, but it never enters the port. We know that rough roads will happen to us, but it always seems to take us by surprise. We are walking along in blissful serenity, then the grade changes. The way gets harder. The going gets rougher. We check the road maps to make sure we haven't got on the wrong road. What is this mountain doing in our way? We are so much like Israel in her pilgrimage. God delivered her from bondage. But each time the going got rough, Israel was surprised. Surprised when the Egyptians chased after them. Surprised when they had no water, no food. Surprised when they came to the promised land at the size of their enemies. And each time Israel was surprised by the roughness of her road. She did what everyone has done before and since. She just felt like throwing in the towel. She was ready to accuse God of being unfaithful. It's so much the same with each of us. I think that's why the chief apostle Peter said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Don't be surprised. The going is going to get rough. Turn to God quickly when it happens. Don't see how long you can make it without Him. You will overheat in those mountains. Heed the warning of the signs that you see. Caution, steep grade, use low gear. Get yourself low before God. He will exalt you to the top of the mountain. Israel's shoes, we read, never wore out during their 40-year pilgrimage in the rocky, sandy wilderness. God gave them iron shoes for rough roads, and God will do the same for you. I want you to notice, too, the timeliness here. How timely God is. Only when we need the iron shoes is He there. God didn't promise iron shoes for the prosperous moments, only the treacherous ones. God always gives us things in a timely way. Just when we need Him, He is there. Jesus told the disciples, don't worry, don't fret over what you're going to say. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it with words. The moment you need it, I will provide it. Not a day sooner, not a day later. The widow of Sidon found that at the time of hunger, there was just enough meal and just enough oil to make the day's meals. God provides things in a timely way. It was no coincidence that the Ethiopian eunuch was at the precise portion of Isaiah that depicts the suffering Savior, that the Spirit also spoke to Philip and said, join yourself with that chariot. Does it surprise you how timely God is? How God gave Simon Peter a vision while taking an afternoon nap at precisely the same moment that the Gentiles from Cornelius's household were knocking at his door. It was no accident, no coincidence that Samson found honey in the lion's carcass, that David found Goliath's sword, that the lad had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The Lord always provides the means to meet life's challenge. His timing is perfect. He works the iron shoes together with the rough roads for good to them that love him. He equips a person in a timely manner to face his world. Consider this. The iron for the shoes wasn't even available until the rough mountains were reached. Iron comes from the mountains. That tells me that within the midst of the problem, the answer is usually found at just the right time. Philip Doddridge was a physician trying to use his training for the Lord in missions field. There was a time in his life and work he grew terribly distressed. His whole life seemed clouded and his prospects dim. He grew so weary of the strain that one day he locked up his office and decided to leave it all behind him for a few hours, and he started walking. His heart was desolate, spirits were low, and like many of us, Philip was trudging a rough road. As he walked, it seemed he was drawn to a certain part of his village, and though I could summarize the story, let me quote Philip's own words. Passing by a cottage, the door of which stood open, I happened at that moment to hear a child reading aloud. I listened, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." The effect on my mind was indescribable. It was like life from the dead. Though the way gets rough, at the moment you need him, the Lord is there to equip you. He will give you iron shoes for rough roads. Whatever kind of day you're having, so shall thy strength be. Today, I just want to tell you, the Lord will give you the strength you need today to make it through. You may be at a pivotal moment of your life. You may be at a great moment of your life, skipping across the mountain peaks. And if you are, I say, enjoy it. I rejoice with you that rejoice. Praise God for his goodness. Don't feel guilty about it. Absorb the moment. Bask in the glory of God. Give God praise in such a great moment. But others of you, like this man I just described, you're trudging along. And responsibilities are perhaps the tether that keeps you tied to home, work, school, church, family. But your spirit's heavy. You're growing weary. To you, I want to bring you these words of encouragement, a supreme blessing, if you will. Jesus will equip you during these times of struggle. He will provide what you need to get through. You're going to be able to tread on scorpions and serpents. You're going to march through this moment, and you're going to triumph in this land because he will put on your feet shoes of iron and brass that you can tread over anything. And he promises you this, as your days are, no matter what that day holds, he's going to give you the strength you need to make it through that day. There is sufficient grace for you in this moment of your life.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.